ตังยถาธารสิวัสสะติโกรภัตตวินดาหะเรคริชนาหะเรคริชนาคริชนาคริชนาหะเรหะเรหะเรรามะหะเรรามะรามะรามะหะเรหะเ
ร 41In the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur further describes the process of acquiring knowledge by delineating the five vritti, functions of the mind. Knowledge is of five types: indriyartha jnana, sense knowledge; niti jnana, moral knowledge, right, because this is where your niti shastra comes in; sheshvara knowledge, knowledge of God, because then you're following God's laws in that, because that's the Dharma Shastra, right? The first one is the senses, right? The next is extended sense gratification or morality, right? Then, Sheshvara Jnana, knowledge of God, because then you actually see how God controls and runs the world. See, do we catch the little subtlety here? That means moral knowledge is not necessarily connected to God. Right? Means those who have the Sheshvara Jnana, they also follow Niti, morality. But it's Niti in connection with Dharma.
Yeah.
But mostly people follow morality on its own and then claim it's religion when it's not. Right? Because the world religions as they stand, they're all Upadharma. They're not actually Dharma. Right? They say, don't steal, but why not? That's not explained because of the nature, you know, the conception of that possessiveness, all these other things are yes.
Sense knowledge, what's based on? This niti, moral knowledge is on niti?
That will be kama shastra. That's if you're applying the senses according to shastra, then you use the kama shastra. Like that. I mean, generally most people out of the kama shastra has got 36 chapters. Basically, they only quote two or three, you know, how to, you know, have sex standing on your head, you know, stuff like that. You know, that's the only thing they're interested in, like that. But Kama Shastra is more on the proper way, environment in which the senses are engaged. So Kama Shastra tells what kind of vegetables you plant in your garden at what time of year and how to keep things nicely in your pantry so they don't go bad, how to buy things in season so they're cheaper. How to save money so if there's an emergency. This, it means, you ever heard about that stuff? Right? That's Kama Shastra. It tells how, when the girl, you know, joins the family, how to deal with the other women in the family. You know what I'm saying? This is the stuff that it talks about, right? And in the process, since you're, you know, as a married couple, you're going to have children, then it also talks about that. But not standing on the head. Right? You know what I'm saying? Because you won't get good children that way. Like that. You know what I'm saying? So it talks about the nature of man takes a nature. So it's very, very different. But the problem is people read it because it deals with these elements. Then they get distracted by it and think that's all it's about. Right?
Does Artha Shastra fit into one of these?
Artha is in the niti, morality.
Morals, yeah.
Because morality is one aspect of it. Then your justice, you know, and economics is the other. So the economic element, right, is there. So Artha includes niti.
Yeah.
But niti is simply the mechanics of how it works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, they say, I want to put this rock here. So how to put this rock here, that's niti. How to put this rock here so it's beneficial is then Artha. How to put the rock here because of you have to consider the nature of the rock, consider the nature of you, consider the nature of this piece of paper, you know, and the situation you're in and how that's going to affect all that, that's Dharma. You understand? So if you have the higher, it already includes the lower. Means if you stick to the main principles and follow it, you'll get them automatically. That's why he says Artha comes from Dharma. You follow Dharma, you get Artha. It's already included. But if you want to make sure efficiently, then if you know Dharma and Artha, and niti, then you know how to apply it for the situation. So you'll never use niti that's against dharma or against artha. You know what I'm saying? Like Duryodhana, one of his main advisors, I think his name was Kanika. He was just a nitiist. That's all he knew. Right? So all these very, very, you know, get in there, destroy the Pandavas down to the root, this and that. So from him comes this, it means the reaction of listening to him is the house of lack. Right? Does that make sense? So means it works efficiently at the moment. So they seemingly got rid of the Pandavas at the moment. Then the problem is because they didn't use Dharma and the others are, then they pop up again. But this time, instead of just being a bunch of kids in their kingdom, now they're married to another big kingdom and powerful king, right? And if we remember, Drupad personally defeated the whole Kauravas together. They went in as an army. He defeated them. Single-handedly defeated Karna and Drona Duryodhana and all his other 99 brothers. One guy. Means he had his army with him, but they also have theirs. When it says Karna goes in, it means Karna goes in with everybody with him. Right? When it says Bhima goes in, that's alone. Like that, because otherwise the other guy's getting away, right? You're picking up elephants. You don't want guys around, you know. That, you know, he's not into mushrooms, right? So it's, you know, he's like you. He goes in alone. But they go in, he defeated them. Now he is allied with them. So already Duryodhana is worried about Arjuna, so he has Karna, right? But the guy who defeated Karna and him is now aligned with Arjuna, right? So now you got Arjuna and Draupadi. So that's the problem. That's why Dharma works better than Niti. Niti works immediately. It's very efficient right now. But then the problem is tomorrow it may not be working. That's the problem. So, but it's the mechanics of how things work right now. So it's valuable knowledge. But you have to also know Dharma Shastra to apply it. And Artha Shastra to see that it can be sustained, right? Because if you don't make profit, how do you sustain something? Right? It's very nice. People go out, they want to give things very good quality, very cheap, this, that. They do it for a few days and then the money runs out and they can't do it anymore. Nice idea, but it didn't work. So that means they want to give something cheap, they have to charge a little bit more so it's sustainable. Right? Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing, is you have to combine these three. Means that's the Sheshvara, jnana, knowledge of God. That's our point, is that that actually gives knowledge of God. The moral platform doesn't really give knowledge of God. You know that you should do it and God likes it. Right? But it's not so much that, you know, how you say? It's not that popular, right? You know, I'm saying God gave, you know, the Ten Commandments, but, you know, hey, but then golden calves are really cool. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like,
would
yeah.
they be
neat to
them?
Which?
They worked immediately.
Yeah, kind of. They worked immediately. The earth opened up. They fell inside. You know, it's like. Yeah.
On Niti, the Roman Empire, when they conquered that part of Egypt, they just put hot oil to sterilize the soil.
Yeah, so that's niti. It does the job. And then after you conquered them, now how do they grow? Right? How do they grow? Because what was the tax from Egypt? Grains. So now how do they do grains? Right? That's the point. The point is you stand out in the field, farmers don't farm. Easy. You know, you don't have to do that. But it's always the element of this nastiness and, you know, all, it's just, it's, that's why the Shastra is there to avoid that. Because, you know, what people will do, you know, it's a problem. You go in there and then you pillage and burn and rape and this and that. Then the problem is now you've conquered that country. Now it's yours. But now all these people hate you. Right? They'll hate you. Their children will hate you. Their grandchildren will hate you. They'll all hate you. Right? you know, wherever it is, it goes on for, you know, hundreds of years, right? Thousands of years. Like, you know, that side, it's, you know, how many hundreds of years? Yeah, it's a few hundred years there. You go to any place, right? You know, Spain in the north, you know, it's been going on. You know, Iraq and the guys in the hills, it's been going on. It's everywhere you go on like that, you know? Like that, you know? You got it once that 4,000 years, they've been working on that one. Like that. They didn't quite catch the thing, right? God gave them the land, but then said, no, but we were already here. Yes, but he gave us the land, so that means you guys come with it. Like that, yeah. So they didn't quite catch that point. But whatever it is, you know. Still 4,000 years of trying to work it out. So the problem is that it doesn't work. You can do those things, and you always hear the kings go in and they do that. Then the people hate them. Then what happens? It's just a matter of time before they revolt. Or even if they're not successful, how nice is it having a kingdom that's constantly at war? Right? You know, and at some point that turns into revolution. Right? So that's the whole point. It means how much unrest was going on, right, in England. Because you had kings who were there, no one had a problem with the kings. Until they're fighting between the Catholics and the Protestants. Right? And then so many years of that, because it doesn't matter if it's political, religious, or sad, it's fighting and the kings aren't protecting. So then, what do? You revolt, you throw out. France, the same thing. You know, America, the same thing. So it just goes on like that.
In the big cities, we're going through the same process. Rich people have money, but they can't. It's always a gun on their head.
It means everybody wants money. The point is the poor guys, if they had money, would act in exactly the same way. Right? Does that make sense? You know, and in this case, we're talking 25 cents or 50 cents, right? You know, is that they were just guys, and then they're very rich, and they do exactly the same thing. You know what I'm saying? The other guys are a little more subtle, right? They don't wear big, huge chains and all this kind of jazz like that, and, you know, wear their hat funny and other stuff. They talk very nicely, you know? You know, it's like, you know, I'm going to get you. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's just like that, you know. You know, so it's done very pleasantly and nicely. People miss that point, you know. They're very, very cultured about how they hate each other, you know. So the point is there's culture there. That element, when the general people get that kind of money, they don't have that culture. But somehow or another, that's okay. You know, so it's a problem that when you use niti, you have to be very careful. If it's not in accordance with dharma, it will always create problems. So that's why, you see, Yudhishthira was very careful about that. And sometimes even his brothers would say, why? But we see in the long run, it worked out. You know, so that's the point, is you always have to follow dharma. So that's why it's Sheshvara Jnana, knowledge of God. Because it's knowledge how the universe works. It's God's law. So we say laws of nature, those are only understood at the third level of consciousness. So people talk about the laws of nature, right? The scientists, but they're on the first level. Only sense knowledge, right? They're supposedly the smartest people on the planet, but they're on the lowest level of consciousness. Right? Problem. In the Vedic, your smartest guys have to be on the top level of consciousness, not on the lowest. Right? You know, a proper Brahmin should at least be on the fifth. Will be on the fifth, but at least, if not, on the fourth. Right? As soon as they drop below that, problems start. You know what I'm saying? But in the Western, they're on the first level. You know? And the people that they're supposedly superior to have a higher level of consciousness, right? The bumpkin out in the village there growing his potatoes with his pigs, he has a higher level of consciousness than the scientist, right? Right, because he's working as a group, has some faith in God, some other thing like this. So he's much better. His consciousness is better. His quality of life is better, right? So then there, Brahmajnanam, knowledge of Brahman, then that's when you know about the soul, right? Knowledge of God means you learn about God, but you not don't necessarily know about the soul. You know, you're kind of there, but it's not that that's the focus. Mm-hmm. It's not that those on the third level don't know that I'm not the body, I'm the soul. Otherwise, how does the karmakandhi function? The karmakandhi is functioning on this third level. Mm-hmm. Right? But the problem is that he's not considering so much the soul, other than I perform karma in my next life, I'll get the good results. So that much they know I'm the soul, so I'll get it. So they have faith. Right? But they're not functioning on that, brahma-jnana, right? And shuddha-jnana, pure knowledge. That means knowledge of the relationship between the living entity and God. Yes.
Would we assign specific shastras to these last two categories? I mean, the last one is...
Means say Sheshvara-jnana, that'll be dharma-shastra. Yeah. Brahma-jnana will be your Upanishads, Vedanta okay. Sutra. And shuddha-jnana, that'll be the Vaishnava literature. Okay. Like that. Yeah. Those living entities with senses can obtain sense knowledge, right? Because, in other words, there are living entities below sense knowledge. They just don't have senses. Or, you know, or they only have some, like a worm. There's no eyes, there's no ears. Snakes, they have eyes, but no ears. You know, so something's lacking there. You know, when the snake is there and they're playing the music and he's going, has nothing to do with the music, you can't hear it. It's that the guy's playing the thing and going like this and the snake just follows that. You know, that's the way snakes work, right? You know.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You see them around here sometimes.
Yeah, I wouldn't try that unless you've really practiced it.
No, the guys with the...
Oh, yeah. Not you.
No, no, just
you don't stand out there and do your thing like this, and then they follow it like that. You know, that takes a little practice. You go to Wudan, you can do that. But otherwise, don't bother.
Okay, I will.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Through the senses, the impressions of the external world are carried to the brain via the nerves. Right, so that means the point is there, you know, the tree, you know, it's not really working by this function, right? There's some intelligence there, Prabhupada mentions, because the tree can tell when there's a ledge or something. It goes around, like trees are growing and they grow around things. That means there's some intelligence, right? But it's not like they have to react very quickly. You know what I'm saying? You know, it might take them a couple of years to get around, right? But they do it, so there is intelligence there. Right. Through the senses, the impressions of the external world are carried to the brain via the nerves. Thus, the first function of the mind, the internal sense, gathers data from the external world. Okay, that's the first thing. It gathers that data. Right. Then the mind, by second function, places the data in memory. Right. But now the thing is the first one, it's already done, is all this sense knowledge is coming in. So it gathers that, but it will reduce it down based on its previous samskar, its previous impressions. So many things are coming in, like that. Like the little kid is there, and they're about to stick their hand in the fire, right? The mother is yelling and screaming, but, you know, according to previous samskar, that's not something you really worry about, right? You know, you worry more about, you know, a peanut butter sandwich or something. You know, that's okay, now that's there. You know, mom's yelling, screaming, you know, something to eat, okay, that's there. But the fire is new, they have no, like that, so it's interesting, you know? And somebody else is screaming, other things are going on, the sister's, you know, being a weirdo in the next room, you know, the other like this, but it doesn't matter, you know? The mind doesn't catch it because of the previous samskars are lacking, right? Does that make sense? So according to whatever it is. Or as you know, someone else is doing, so many things are going on, they pick something here. And it's like, really? You know, like that, you know. So that's. Then the mind by its second function places the data in memory, right? So then you take it, puts it into the memory, because then one is stored there. And two, you've accessed the memory because now you start to compare, right? So by its just whatever it reduces it down to, because it can only deal with one thing at a time.
So if it places it in the memory, it'll be one thing.
At a time. But it's constantly doing that, but one thing at a time.
No, meaning if you didn't pay attention to something, it didn't...
No. That's why you don't know it happened. Someone said, you know, this, that happened, and you don't even know it happened. Because It's not that you weren't there, but just the memory, the mind didn't choose that as the thing to put into the memory. So in other words, what goes into your memory is what your mind chooses, which is based on previous experiences.
So promotion works on that?
Promotion works on that? Kind of. The boss is looking to see what things you put into your memory. And if it's the stuff he wants you to put into the memory, then you get promoted. And if you didn't, then...
Advertising.
Huh? Yes, that's why they constantly do it. Because it said if you see something seven times, then it will go into your memory. Otherwise, it's new. You don't know what it is. And so then you see it again and don't care. But by the seventh time, then you go, what's that? And then it goes into the memory. Right there. You know. So you know, they don't know how it works. What the mind is, they can't tell you this. I don't think any psychologist could tell you this. But the point is they just observe that that's what happens. You know. That's yes.
Is it that all memories are samskaras?
Are all memories samskaras? Why? What else would you want them to be? Kodak moments.
Are they synonyms?
Are they synonyms?
Like this, no difference between memory and samskara.
No, depending upon means samskara is in the memory, so it's whatever is important to you. In other words, what you value means because the point is anything at the end comes back to the beginning, right? Means. You're taking in knowledge, you're going to process it, and you're going to do something. Now, what you do gives you an experience. So that, based on that experience, now you're going to judge the next information coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Okay. Yes.
Raz, why does some samskaras have emotion attached to them?
Why does some scars... Why does some scars have emotion attached to them?
Yeah.
And there's some scars.
Yeah, some scars and some scars. Yeah. Some scars are scars, or some scars. Yeah, some scars are scars.
Peter Piper, some scars.
Yeah, could be, you know, yeah. Do they have emotion? Generally speaking, yes, because that's where your values are. The samskaras means basically what's of value to you. That's why you're placing emphasis on those things that have value. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like in the Vedic, it means you have your samskaras. That are there, meaning your rites of passage. They choose according to what actually have major influence on your life. Yeah. The West chooses ones that aren't necessarily so important. You know, like Sweet 16. It's kind of like, why would you, you know, you make a scene out of that, and then now you're not so Sweet 17, right? And then, does that make sense? You know, just keep... You know, because if you go by that, it's downhill from 17, right? You know, but in the Vedic, it's downhill from 30, yeah. You know. Or it levels at 30. It's downhill from 50, right? You know. Does that make sense? So they place these things. Why do they place them there?
So the value is because it fits with your one's false ego?
Your false ego, yeah.
But then how is it? Okay, so that's the values. I would think those are like desired by the false ego. But then there's ones that are there with emotion attached that were not desired.
No, but emotion's attached to everything because you're dealing with the mind. The intelligence is the one part where emotion's not attached. False ego, it's emotions attached, but it happens to be denly connected with ignorance. Yeah. Right? The mind tends towards goodness, but unless there's proper training, you won't situate yourself in goodness. So the lower the mode that the mind is functioning at, the more it's disturbed, right? The mind situated in goodness is minimally disturbed. In passion, more disturbed. Ignorance, more disturbed, right? In ignorance, you don't necessarily notice the disturbance. It becomes normal. You know, being disturbed is normal.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, you like to be disturbed, you know? Does that make sense? You know, like someone's telling me that, what is it you were saying? That you know, the child got into an accident, like fell over and hurt itself, and the mother went over a tree and started banging her head on the tree. The passion is just so much, the attachment is so much, so the ignorance, so therefore destruction. And why don't you just go over and pick up the kid? You know, tend to the kid. No, but because the kid is hurt and they feel bad, so they make themselves feel more bad. So it's a matter of they don't understand where to apply the emotions. So the mode of ignorance, you do weird stuff. You know, feel bad. You know, you're feeling bad, so you shoot yourself in the hand just to see, you know, if there's something worse than how you feel. Then you figure out that's worse. Right? You know, it's not good. These guys, they're weird. It's a mode of ignorance. So it's not good. And that's why you want to keep the mind in goodness.
Yeah.
Yes. I would follow Roosevelt's advice.
Big
President
stick.
Roosevelt.
Big stick.
Speak softly, but carry a big stick.
Prashad.
It depends upon the relationship, things like that. Prashad. There we go. There's a nice one that works. It's just good association is the main thing. It means, in other words, anybody will thrive if they're in good association. The problem is in the mode of ignorance, they tend not to be able to tell what good association is. So they like being with you. They also like hanging out with the motorcycle guys. You know, their friend, he's a druggie. But, you know, hey, he's a nice guy. You've known him since you were 5. You know, so they can't really tell the difference. So that's the weakness. So because of that, you just, as much as possible, expose them. And then things like Prashad, they'll always like. So maybe they don't like talking philosophy so much. But, you know, hey.
It seems like a kind of like a dead end.
It is a dead end. That's why it's called the mode of ignorance. It's whatever is not a dead end, you've taken as a dead end. Whatever is a dead end, you consider a valuable path. That's the mode of ignorance. Everything's backwards. That's all. They always do everything backwards. You know, if they do something correct, that's by chance. That's by good karma from previously. Otherwise, by their own determination, it's not looking good. Does that make sense? Yes.
The discussion about the emotions and the mind. Someone was giving birth in class, and he was mentioning that the emotions are connected to the relationships. And that's why there's so much emphasis on our sadhusanga.
Yes. But that's where the thing is not, if you don't have knowledge of God, do you actually have knowledge of relationships? Because all relationships come from God. So it's only once you get to the third level of consciousness that actually relationships start working properly. Before that, it's real hit and miss. You know, whatever good karma you have from previously, you'll get. But what you're producing at present isn't really enough to maintain them. You know what I'm saying? Because the point is at the level of sense enjoyment, you don't bother with the crocodile grin because, you know, it's all about you anyway. So you don't like crocodile grins, so you don't do it. At the second level, then crocodile grins are good because, you know, you're supposed to be nice all the time, like that. But at the third level, there's no need of crocodile grins because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Like that. Does that make sense? You know, so it's just, that's where relationships start. And people are talking about relationships, but when you mention that that's the level you can get it at, they'll fight it tooth and nail. Because of ignorance. Dharma is adharma, adharma is dharma. That's all. So they don't have the sukriti to actually have good relationships. Right, but the Vedic system is that the society runs on the framework of goodness. They may be doing it in passion because they want what themselves. They themselves may be in ignorance, but the system is in goodness. So despite themselves, they get the best possible whatever's there. That's the Vedic system. Well, the modern system is no, whatever the people want. The people are in ignorance, so what do they end up wanting? You know, ignorance. They want the results of goodness, but they'll go about it through ignorance. It'll never happen. It never does. You know what I'm saying? It just, you know.
Okay, so for us, Bhakti Yoga is the point of Sadhu Sangha, is that through the third level, going to the fourth, fifth, then we can actually have solid relationships, which because Krishna's in the center, and they're actually...
Yes, because unless God's included in it, it's not going to be... have that quality of relationship that the soul is looking for. Because we have to remember, the soul is who's looking for. The person is the soul, not the conditioner. But you're having to work with conditioning. Right? Does that make sense? You know, it's just like, you're not the knife, but you have to know how to deal with the knife. But if I say, no, I'll deal with the knife however I want. No, here are the rules. We don't care for the rules. We just want to do what we want. Is it going to work out good? No. There may be occasionally you don't get cut. You know, it may be okay. But the main point is you'll get cut. Right? You know what I'm saying? So that's the...
It's like, good luck, the plasters are in the drawer. Yeah.
Yeah, but also the flares are in the drawer. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, everything is like that, yeah. Okay. So then the mind, by second function, places the data in the memory. By the third function, the mind, by combining and separating the data, produces impressions. Okay? So that's where the mental speculation is going on. Right? So now we're working with... The second thing is access the memory. Now it's working with the memory. With the intelligence, because memory is part of intelligence. So the mind goes into it. Okay. I wasn't sure what they were doing. Because sometimes they ring the bell and then they shout something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes they do it, when it's small kids, they do it two at a time or three at a time. Right? The trick is to get them to do that when you're doing a program. It's just one guy that sat that loud. You take out one or two guys, and then it goes out. That's how everybody is. It's the one. Okay. Third, it's combining and separating the data, because that's what intelligence does, right? Memory is a part of intelligence, but the function of intelligence is to combine and separate things. So now you're taking this data, you're taking the data from the memory, right? So you have to put it into the memory to work with it, right? You want to work with something, you put it into the computer. You can work with it in the computer. Don't put it in the computer. Don't do it. But there's a way to access it, right? So the memory is how it's accessed. Does that make sense? Now, it will separate it, put it together. So you're taking the knowledge you had, just got, with knowledge before. Does that fit together? Is it different? What is the thing? Then other memories and things like that. You know, more information is coming in. So all you're doing is taking this and speculating with it. Right? It's connected with God consciousness, then it's not speculating. It's not connected with God consciousness means that why would you be combining and taking apart in that way? Does that make sense? But if it's in God consciousness, then there's actually a method that you're doing this because what will work, what does Krishna want, what would please Krishna? You know, how to make it free from karma and jnana. So that's what you're going to be putting together and separating. Right? Does that make sense? Okay. And it produces impressions, so that's where it comes out. Okay, this option. Well, you know, and then, or what about this option? Or now we have these three options, so now I'm confused. You know, so then you keep doing this again until you come up with something else insane, right? Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Marjar, I once heard you comment that when we're studying for an exam and there's a lot of stress and procrastination and cramming at the last minute, it creates a negative samskara, and we're more likely to forget that data later on. It doesn't actually stick in the
Yeah, because it wasn't pleasant. And then the problem comes is, as long as you're in that mode of studying, you can do that kind of work. But as soon as you adjust from that, and you're not in that mode anymore, then generally they don't like studying. They don't like any intense academic work. Like that. If one can continue that and somehow or another connect that to Krishna, nice, and keep it going. If it's that. And some people really like it, so mm-hmm. then it works. But for most people, it's because generally the people who like it aren't just cramming the last 2 weeks. They've been actually studying all the way through. But because they want to get, you know, they want to maintain their, you know, 4-point or 5-point average. So now they're also cramming. But they've been studying. But the people who don't study and then just cram at the end, then they have problems. Because you're only dealing with short-term memory. Only something that's constantly there goes into long-term memory. So they'll be able to remember it later. You know? Does that make sense? You know, so that makes the difference between the doctor who actually remembers how many ribs you have and the one that doesn't. You know, unfortunately, people don't eat so much these days, so you can count them. You know, hey, you know, like that. You know. Does that work?
Yeah.
Seems that intelligence always working, always in action, never rests actually.
Because that means the mind is always active. That's why it stops when you go into when you sleep. So that's why the dreams aren't necessarily very intelligent. You know,
still it's, the whole thing is going on.
Yeah, now it's really the mind. It's not the intelligence. You know, you really got to go to the bathroom, right? You go into the toilet, right? You turn around, you lock the door. When you turn around to the toilet, you're out in the field. You know, it's just a nice green field, right? And then you're looking for a toilet again. You know, and that goes on until you wake up, right? You know, so that's not intelligent. That's just the mind. You know, so that's where you can say it kind of. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or it might go into a different mode. It's just emotions. And so the intelligence doesn't function at the time, really. You know, then you just kind of choose emotional options. But they're not very practical. That makes sense? I mean, that's a man's problem. Women never have that problem. No. Because for them, the emotions, the intelligence, the senses, they're one thing. They're just different sides. It's like you have one rock. You know, I have this side, but it's one thing. Men is three completely separate things. So the man can be very intelligent, no emotion. He can be very emotional, no intelligence. You understand? Mm-hmm. So that's the.
Third option, no intelligence, no emotion.
Just sensual.
Yes, that's also a problem. That's why they have to learn how to deal in the sensual platform. Otherwise, then ladies get very upset. Kamashastra deals with that too. That's one of the first things they point out, how stupid men are when it comes to the senses.
Women can't tell the difference between themselves. This is a question.
This is a question. So you're using your intelligence.
Yeah. Okay. You said, like, if I heard understood correctly, women can't tell themselves the difference between themselves and the intelligence, themselves and the mind.
No. I'm saying is the three functions there of mind, intelligence, and the senses. You know, in other words, the intellectual platform, the emotional platform, the sensual platform. For the women, it's one thing, but it's like one room with three different doors. For men, it's like three different rooms, you know, with three different doors. You understand? So the man's emotional, it's just emotion. The man's sensual, it's just sensual. But the thing is one can train to move, connect them, keep connecting them. But for women, it's always connected. It's just which end you're at. You know where you know what you're combining. So you understand? It's a very different. That's why Prabhupada says men will never understand women. Women will never understand men because how they think is totally different. So men and women can be compatible. They'll never be the same. So this idea to make everybody the same is impossible. Right? Does that make sense? That's just like you have a dog, you have a cat. Okay? They're different. they can learn to live together in that. I remember my grandfather, the dog, you know, the dog would lay down on the floor and the cat would lay down on top of it, right? You know, so it's like, you know, the dog doesn't mind, you know, because it's, you know, it's furry on the top, and the cat doesn't mind because it's not a cold floor, right? So it works out, it's compatible, right? So that's the whole thing, is the Shastra tells how they're compatible. But if you speculate on that, you'll never know, because you don't know who made men and who made women. Mm-hmm. It's God. He is everything. So that means he is man, he is woman. Right? He's masculine, but at the same time as the energy is non-different from him. So he knows. So therefore the Shastra defines it. Mm-hmm. You don't follow Shastra, it won't work. People, if you have communities and you know, communities that have been there for a long time in a peaceful environment, then by habit and practice, they kind of work out. They can't explain it necessarily, or they can catch a few principles, you know, and they can tell you something, but they don't know the science. They just know that this is the practical thing. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like they're, you know, you have the big ball, everyone's dressed in their, you know, their, you know, all the fancy things, and then they come together, and then they meet, and then they're talking about, you know, so you have this older couple there, you know, they're in their 50s or that, you know, very well established in that. And they meet the younger, you know, girl who's up and coming like that, not married yet, but, you know, from a good background and that, she's intelligent, dynamic and everything. And they're talking and joking, so, you know, about this and that and how, you know, you have to, you know when the husband and wife, they argue and all this and that. And so then the older lady tells the younger girl, says, but, you know, but sometimes just you have to let him win. Like that. And it just goes by. The men just, you know, smile and nod their head and all that. But, you know, this was real knowledge. You know, just practical. Is that, it's just, you know, so you have to judge, you know. So, you know, it means lose a battle, win the war. Right? You know, that's the whole point, you know. You know what I'm saying? But the men get so much into the battle, they forget the war. You know, well, a smart woman, she sees the war. Okay, we lose this one, we'll get them over here. You know? And so then he feels good, you know, and it's good for a while. You know? So these are just things that are just known, but are handed down. It's just, and this is in the public thing, right in front of the men, and they just never catch it, you know, because they're just so happy. Women are smiling at him and laughing. Hey, it's all cool, you know, like that. So it's like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, now in that, who's smart, right? Does that make sense? It's like you have the elephant and the crocodile. Who's strong in the water?
Crocodile.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how strong the elephant is. He's strong outside. So where's the man strong? He's strong at work. Does that make sense? He's weak in the home. Right? Does that make sense? So that means that's equal. You understand? Now the women go out into the workplace and want to take that one too. So that means you have 100% and the men have 0. So how is that equal? You understand? So, you know, these are all just tricks of mind. That makes sense? So it's just, it all comes back. This is what the mind does. It doesn't matter man or woman. It's a matter of how the value system is working and what you're connecting together. Does that make sense? Because, in other words, you're connecting all these together, or you're looking at one thing. Man's looking at something intellectually. He only looks intellectually. He doesn't consider the others because of the lack of the samskar. Unless he's trained that you have to do the practical and the emotional together, then he won't do it. Well, women will always do that. Does that make sense? So on the social level, that makes them stronger. But on the spiritual level, that makes them weaker. Because then it's between material and spiritual. The point is there is nothing here in this world for us, the soul. So that's where the weakness of the woman is. But the man can look at something spiritually with no emotion. That's where his strength is. So that's why we say that it means because of the spiritual element, then the wife follows the husband. But that's if he's spiritual. If he's not spiritual, then
what's to follow?
Yeah, what's to follow? So that's the advantage. there. But on the social element, then the women are in a stronger position. Because there's so many things they think about that the men won't think. They'll connect everything together. The men won't. You know, the men talk about networking. Networking is what women always do. That's their life. Right? You know, men have figured out, oh, hey, let's network. You know, it's kind of like that. You know, it's like the girls have been doing that since they were like, they could talk. It means they've been doing it before they can talk, but you only notice it when they start talking. Right? You know, so. At three, you can see they've already got it worked out. You know, they're already controlling the parents and, you know, everything. I don't know. This isn't getting too scary, is it? And on the other side, we're not revealing too many things. Huh? Okay, not too much of a problem. So it's more like, finally, they're hearing something. Yeah, yeah, okay.
If the men are more spiritual, why, you know, most of the devotees are women?
That's because they're more religious.
Doesn't the religious mean spiritual?
No, they're two different things. They're connected, but they're two different things. Religious means I perform by the proper duties whatever I'm supposed to do, because that gives good results. Right? Spiritual means distinguishing the difference between matter and spirit. Does that make sense?
So spiritual means more or less in the knowledge part, and the religious means in the action part.
Right? Action, yeah, emotion. That's why women are always active. You're doing something because it gives results. You don't do something, you get no results. Women like good results. That means you always have to be active. You know what I'm saying? Men will tend to be either in goodness or ignorance. Women generate, pull them up from ignorance to passion. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Yeah. That's your prophet, right, when you see in the purports. Spiritual husband, religious wife. He always writes that combination. Because in spiritual life, you have the philosophy and you have the practical application, the culture. Right? So that means that the man's going to be stronger in the philosophy, the woman's stronger in the culture. Does that make sense? So that combination, that's what you want. Because you don't want philosophy without religion. You don't want religion without philosophy. Right? Does that make sense? Right? Because philosophy without religion, mental speculation. That's what the men tend towards. Right? And religion without philosophy is sentiment. That's what the women tend towards. So the thing is that's where the balance comes in. That's where each helps each other.
And in my course, each other fight each other, you know, because men is spiritual and women religious. So
no, but the point is since spiritual already contains a religion, then the man should be able to deal on the religious platform. The interface is the religious platform. The problem is the man's not trained. He tries to deal from the spiritual platform, and we're talking on a good day here. You know. Most of the time the women complain because the man is dealing on a sensual platform. You know, self-centered. Because that's what he could do with his mommy. Right? You know, he wants to eat yesterday. You know, it's okay. Mommy does it. You know, wives don't do that. They don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Sometimes men, including brahmacharis, may be kind of in a chronically, as we call, mental platform, that there is no like real consistency in their doing, so well, it can be various reasons, but still if you can elaborate why it is like that and how to deal with these kinds of
Because the man is, you have the element of Atmarama. So he's either Atmarama or he's dealing within the platform of Rasa. I mean, Shankarshan, it's only the field, analyzing the field. Prajumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudeva, that's within Rasa. So the tendency, the man can either function on the one side or the other. Women can only function in not three. You know what I'm saying? Because being dependent, they function in that environment. The man can function outside of that, but so he has to be trained both to function, you know, clearly know the two. Otherwise, he kind of, you know, when he wants, he moves in the rasa element. When it gets a little problem comes up, he moves into the Atmarama element. The point is yes, to know how to deal. You're on your own, you deal in the Sankarshan. When you're in a social environment, you deal in the with the other three. So it's a matter of training. Does that make sense? Because he'll always use the wrong one at the wrong time. Does that make sense? Due to ignorance. Because Sankarshan also is the lord of ignorance. So the problem is if it's not without training, even the Atmarama isn't spiritual. It's just a escape. Right? In other words, men find it a very good escape that the element of detachment and like this. So they use that as an escape to actually take care of their duties. But it's not that when they're not doing their duties, they're absorbed in spiritual. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's just without training, it doesn't work out properly. That make sense?
If they are elderly and untrained, then they just have to tolerate
it. Who has to tolerate?
Authorities.
Authorities, they just have to tolerate. So there's no obligation on the part of the individual men to actually get it together.
Yeah, well,
so you know what I'm saying? That mentality can't be a grihastha, but then that mentality can't even be a brahmachari, so then what's left? You know what I'm saying? Because the brahmachari gives up being a brahmachari because of the idea of the social context of the women, but he won't be successful there. So you shouldn't even try that. So in other words, he can't be spiritual as a brahmachari, he can't be spiritual as a grihastha, he won't even function as a grihastha, so, you know, there's nothing left, you know?
Vegetable? Online gaming.
Online gaming, yeah, as long as the other player's not a girl. Because if it is, she'll completely wipe him out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A nerd only has a certain amount of vengeance. Like that. But you get a girl nerd, you got trouble. Yeah, see what I'm saying? So there is no alternative. Crawl under a rock somewhere, stay there, okay, that works. Hey, you and your rock. That makes sense? Yeah, so in other words, there's no alternative. You have to get it together. Yes?
Maharaj, if I understand correctly, when the Bhagavad Gita said the woman is the intelligent man, does that mean that she's a socially smarter?
Damn straight. Just like this. Let us just give one simple scenario. Another group of politically inclined individuals have come and taken over your country. Right? As long as they don't bother you, the women, you know, the idea is life goes on. But the men, they want to go out, get themselves killed to free their country from this oppressiveness of this other. You understand? Just because they're there. But For the women, as long as their life can go on normally, who cares? Does that make sense? So they're smarter socially. No? I mean, because look at it, you know, if they get out into the other field, it doesn't work out so good. Look what happened to Joan of Arc. You know, it's just, you know, that's why they generally don't do it. It just doesn't work out. Does it make sense? Yeah. See, the man thinks he's smarter, and smart women let them think that way. So the only way the man is smarter is in understanding philosophy and applying it, because he can do it cut and dry and just cut off attachments. That's where his strength is. But otherwise, like we said, the elephant's in the water. So when the elephant gets around other elephants like that, then they can do the whole, you know, like that. You know, the men down at the pub, yeah, you know, put on the football game, yeah, you know, like that. They can do all that kind of stuff, you know. But if that's not going on, then the women are so much better. You know what I'm saying? Because the man, the suave guy who's together and this and that, but how long can he maintain a relationship with a woman? So how smart is he? His whole point is impressing the women, but if he can't keep a relationship going, actually, how smart is he? You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem. So that's why the Shastra is there, to make them smart. That's why the Shastra, in the Shastra, it always mentions he. He has to do this, he has to do that. You know what I'm saying? Men go to Mangalarti because, you know, it's good. You know, the philosophy says, and all this and that. Women go because if you go, things work out better. It's nice, it's a pious thing, so of course you go. Yes?
Can I put it further? I came to my mind a couple of incidents in history that women were the cause of big war. They, for example, Troy and Athens.
That means, okay, so you want to use that one. Okay, cool. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, yeah. So Helen of Troy, she really wanted to be kidnapped, and she really wanted to be kept captive there, because she just really didn't like the Greeks from the other side of the Aegean. You right? That she only liked the ones on the Turk side, you know, because they really pissed her off. So that's why she wanted to go over there. She knew that this guy had such an ego, he's going to bring 1,000 ships. And that's a lot of Greeks from that side of the Aegean. And then, you know, after a 10-year war, they all get wiped out, and hey, you know, and then we'll escape out the back. Right? Isn't that how it worked out? Okay, so then, what does that mean? Who are the ones fighting over the women? 1,000 ships go to fight over one woman. Is that smart? Right? Who's doing that? Yeah, the men are doing that. Your next example? Okay. See, the only thing is going into this area, men don't like it. It's what they need to hear, but they absolutely don't like it. Because then it bothers their false ego. And once it bothers the false ego, because that's where you make your final decisions, they reject it. So then they think, oh, it doesn't, it's not all this and all that. Yeah. What's this? One second. Haribol? Huh? What's happening? Okay, after 10 minutes, the class is over. Is that okay? Can wait? Okay. Haribol. How do you go? Okay. So, the thing is, but it's the man, if they're leading the society, the point is if they're not trained, it's not going well. So the state of the world is because of the men, not because of the women. Women follow men. Does that make sense? Yes.
How does someone like Margaret Thatcher fit into all this?
That's the thing. That four times more clever. How did she run? How was she successful? Because she was cleverer than everybody else. Right? But the point is she has a husband. You know what I'm saying? So for her, it was just, you know, you have that sense of possessiveness. And so therefore, everything that you consider yours must work right. Right? So a woman manages what is hers. So she just considered that, you know, the whole English society was hers. So that's why she could function on that level. But she could only do it because of her husband. The day her husband died, she retired from politics. That's simple. Okay?
Yeah.
So it works. The point is nature doesn't change, so there are no exceptions. There may be very unique examples and situations. You know what I'm saying? You have that queen who the husband was sick, so she dressed up as the king and went out to battle. Like that. But it's, her husband's there. You know, so they do that because of the sense of this is our country and our people, so they're like our children, so they'll do anything to protect the children. So it still goes back to the natural feminine nature. So that's the point. From the natural feminine nature, the most wonderful things in history are done. You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, what is the outstanding, shining feature that an individual, inspiring, feminist has ever done? You know, as a person, you just really like what she is as a person. You know what I'm saying? Does it come to mind? That's the point. But you can think of so many who did it as women. But the point is women are powerful. Women run the material world, right? Shiva just sees that she's okay, right? When she has a bad hair day, Shiva, she talks to Shiva, right? Works it all out, and she goes back to him. You understand? So the point is, women don't have a problem running everything. But the problem is then there needs to be that backup. That works nicely. Yeah.
Why women shouldn't study the Vedas?
Why they shouldn't study the Vedas?
After all that.
because by nature they're like artists. And an artist is all about what the feeling is and how you can make it nicer. So the Veda means, it doesn't mean they can't read the Veda. It means they don't learn to memorize the verses of the Vedas. Because the point is there's an exact length and exact tone. And so the women, it's whatever sounds good, that's what they'd rather do. So they learn it in one way, but if, you know, holding it more this way or doing that or sounds better, they'll do it. So that's why they're not allowed to learn the Vedic mantras. That's the only reason. Because that's just their artists, so they're going to change it. That's why they follow men. Because they'll use philosophy to back up Dharma. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? But Dharma has to be in line with the philosophy. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, there's something you want to do, so then, but you know it's not exactly right, but you go to the husband and try to convince him that actually we could do it this way. You know, you actually want him to say, no, it's like this, and you want to see his steadiness. Then you have faith, okay, the philosophy is like that, it's something stable, so then we can do it. But if he caves on you, then, okay, you get what you want, but then why do we need the, you know, why do we need the philosophy? Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay.
So they...
You understand? Just, he should be firm in a nice way. Like that. But if he gets too strong and no, it has to be this way, then he's going to get in trouble for that. Not because you said the philosophy. He thinks it's because I said the philosophy. No, it's how you said the philosophy. So in other words, he said, stick to it. You know, it's just like, you know, so you can go there and harass and push and this, and when you can't see, okay, then cool. Because it's also, you want to know where the boundary is. Because the point is that you want to expand things, but it should expand in a natural way. If you can just push it, then the thing is that it could go anywhere, so that means it's unstable, so then your whole life has no stability, it can all fall apart. But the point is one has to push just to check. You know, in other words, trying to push is to create security. Is that right? Okay. That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay.
He knew exactly what to say.
Absolutely.
Yes. But he's sitting going, really? Yes. Of course. I've been telling her that for years. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know. So the kids do it to the parents. You know, the kids do it to the mother does it to the father.
You know, so. And the father keeps it.
The father should be strong.
Yeah, he should be strong. But if nothing else, then he goes to the grandmother.
Kicks the dog.
No. That's going the other way. Okay, see, because the grandmother is a woman without the passion, so now the intelligence works more clearly.
So who's working on the nitty platform? The men?
It's anybody can work on that platform. Because the women practically see, so that's the problem is that when they go into something, they'll go into the niti of it so much that they'll sometimes forget the dharma aspect, because sometimes you can't tell the difference between niti, artha, and dharma, like that. But the tendency is men will work more on that level. Mm-hmm. Women will only work at that point as when it's an advantage, like that. The men can actually just, you know, in the philosophy, just work on that level and then take it to the nth degree, mm-hmm. right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, because generally it's not the empress that works out that you kill the guy and his wife and his kids and his parents and her parents and his cousins and, you know, her cousins. That's the men work that out, because they figure out, because then this guy, then the son will come back and you killed my father, mm-hmm. so now he'll try. You know, and then his son will come like that. And then the cousins may have that, you know what I'm saying? Or if you don't, the grandparents will say, you know, you're going to let them like that, they killed your brothers, you know, like, you know. So therefore you get rid of them all, then hey, haribo, you know, it works. So the women generally don't think of that. The guy annoys you, okay, you cut off their arms, you know, you cut off their legs, stick them in a jar, you know, those big, you know, Chinese jars, you know. And then if they sit there and yell and scream too much, cut out the tongue, you know. Hey, then it works out, you know. Then put the top on, you know. That much they'll do, but generally they don't go beyond that. Does that make sense? So that's the difference. It's that everybody uses these things. It's just to what degree and how. So that's what the science is you know all these things. Then you know how to situate yourself and how to function. Does that make sense? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So, we got to halfway through the paragraph. Pretty good.
Instead of going forward today, I think we went backwards.
Yeah, well, I was just going to review that so that when we went into the next thing.
I'm not complaining.
No, that was in other words, when we did the first time, it didn't catch, right? Because now the conversation came up. So, and I was putting in that and mixing it with the previous, with the instructions in Jiva Dharma. So you got the two running at once, but because the two going at once, then it brings up too many questions because we can't see what the end is, you know, so. So these things happen. Basically, it's time's up. Yeah. So we'll continue tomorrow. Okay.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai
Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki,
Jai
Nitai Gaura Prema. because everything else is based on this. So if this works out, then it means later will go quicker. Yeah. If you don't work it out now, you have to work it out later. So you never, from what I've seen, you never ultimately lose time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of, you know, it 10 days to do 3 pages, and then in 3 days you do 10 pages.
Yeah.
So afterwards. Yeah.